That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven, 1-800-330-9999. You can always call or text. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Raven, if you rock a Buzz Lightyear helmet as your face covering when you go out to the grocery store, that's all I need to know about you.
If it works, it works.
I think it's awesome.
If it works, right?
Yep.
Brings a smile to my face.
Right. Here's a mom explaining why that's exactly what she did and why she put that helmet on her head.
So when your husband tells you that you can't go to the store without a mask, and then he tells you you can't go get food for your kids because we have no mask in the house. Buy the mask. Going in.
Yep. She walked right around the grocery store. She put it on. And here's one thing I have to say, Raven.
What's that?
To infinity and beyond.
I guess I should have been ready for that.
Right.
I mean, what kind of husband's like, listen, you can't go anywhere without a mask and you can't go get food. So what, are we just going to lay here in the fetal position and die, sir?
That's what I was thinking, too.
Right, pull yourself together.
Yeah.
All right. Get out there and make something in the garage. Make it happen.
Today's the first day that it's mandated in Connecticut and New York that you have to wear face covering when you go out and have any, you know, if you're doing, you have to do social distance anyway.
Right, right.
But anytime you have any interaction with the public, now your face has to be covered. So I think if you got to be creative, cover your face.
Do whatever it takes.
Right.
Dude, I actually, you're going to laugh, but I really think the inflatable T-Rex costumes are a better protection than people give them credit for.
There's so many of them. And
yes.
I go, why do people keep buying these? And I thought
because
at first
I'm telling
it was funny.
No,
but it
creates like an outer seal on you.
Right.
All right. And now you're safer. And if you got another mask underneath there, like, I mean, you're pretty good.
You're like in a bubble.
You're ready for three atmospheres in that T-Rex.
Dinosaur bubble. But on the flip side,
yes.
If you buy a designer mask just so you can like blaze Gucci around your face as a face mask, that's all I need to know about you, too.
The only way that makes sense is if Gucci is the only people left on the planet that have masks, which is relatively close to true.
But. Now, there's some people that are like Louis Vuitton, Burberry, Chanel. They've all started creating masks for the frontliners, but those are different. They're not designer masks. Those are just masks to protect them.
Those are going to be collector items right there.
Well, right, but then
there's
going
to be eBay later.
Then there's like the fancy ones. I saw Billie Eilish rock a Gucci one, and I was like, nah, it's all right. I'm good. I'm good with this
Somebody
t-shirt.
From the Gucci family probably personally showed up to give it to her. Here you go, sure. Billie. Just want to make sure you make it really dig your new album.
Mm.
Anyways, if you're watching minute by minute the weather reports for today, praying that you get home before there's any rain or snow because you have no windshield wipers on your car because when they replaced your windshield, they removed them and did not mention this to you because they were so beat up. That's all I need to know about you. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to make it.
You didn't,
as long as I don't have to go anywhere around 5 o'clock.
What company removes your windshield wipers and doesn't tell you?
Everybody's under a lot of stress, all right? I'm thinking he forgot.
That seems it's pretty important information to share with somebody.
Maybe he forgot. I'm not going to throw him under the bus.
I feel like you just did.
Nope.
All right.
Not going to say his name.
1-800-330-9999.
Rhymes with Sanny.
Okay. Fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Now more than ever, spring cleaning is happening. And for once, people aren't complaining because you got all the time in the world to do it.
Yeah, it's funny. I got an email yesterday that said 30 ways to deep clean these 50 items. And I was like, wait a minute. That's a lot of math. It sounds like that'll keep me busy the next month or so. I think that was the goal.
And Santa and Raven, 1-800-330-9999. While you were spring cleaning out your house, what did you find? Because this is always that time. It's like finding treasures. Yeah. I went into my closet and I have an old house, so my closets are weird and small and have like nooks and crannies.
Yeah, little angles and stuff. But one of them little elven doors down at the bottom there.
Exactly.
I never understood that.
Lived in these little, like, where was this where? I don't know. Anyway, so I went in there and I was like, I got to clean out this closet. There's so much junk. And it must have gotten back there by accident.
Mm.
But it was a Bloomingdale's bag. And I was like, a Bloomingdale's bag?
You were like, wait a minute. Bloomingdale's.
And I pulled
moment
it out.
Moment of excitement, you say to yourself, there could be a gift in here for myself.
And there was. It was a pair of jeans that I had bought on sale and a shirt that I had bought with it.
What?
It must have, I don't even remember when it was. It's got to be like within the last 2.5-3 years because that's when I, you know, bought the house. But like the receipt wasn't in there, which is the most annoying part about it. But I looked at it and I was like, what is this?
You barely remembered it?
All the tags still on.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they must have been on sale because I would remember if I made a significant purchase or something like that.
Well, Are they fancy jeans?
Yeah,
did
they're
you put them on?
Yeah, I was pumped. I was like, well, I didn't put them on because let's be crazy. We're not putting on jeans right now. Let's not be silly.
I was just going to say, if you got into the jeans at the moment, moment. Like, I mean, you're ahead of the game.
Yeah, no, but they looked like they fit, and I was so excited about it. I was like, you know what? Like, this spring cleaning is like, it's like bonus shopping. It's like I just went shopping even though I never left my house.
I've got good news, bad news.
Okay.
So I came across a bunch of photos. I was looking for my yearbook this week. Everybody doing the senior picture, of course.
Yep.
And I had to do some digging and reach out to some friends because last time I found it really quick. We did this a few years ago, and then this time I just couldn't find it. But of course, instead of finding the things that I was looking for, you come across other stuff. So I found all these old photos that I didn't even know that I had, including a bunch of when my wife, I found a bunch of her old photos too, when she was like in like second and third grade. And I love those photos because she looks like Punky Brewster.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. And then, but with my old photos, the thing is you have a moment of like, oh, look at what I found. And then the next moment you're like, now I got to figure out where I'm going to hang all of these. Oh. Where am I going to put all of these photos also? This is a portion of my life that has just been recovered.
We asked on our Facebook page, what did you find in your home during spring cleaning?
Mm-hmm.
Nanny wrote my old diary. Wow, it was an emotional roller coaster. I would do anything to find my old diary. I don't think it exists anymore. Like from when I was growing up, I would do anything.
I hope mine
has been burned. kids don't even write in diaries anymore.
I mean, it's Snapchat nowadays. That's your diary nowadays.
Deborah, a partially empty 5-gallon water jug, just like 2 inches left. I went to go pour it out and a bloated decomposing mouse came out.
Oh!
Ew! 1-800-330-9999. If you were spring cleaning, what did you find? 1-800-330-9999. What did you find when you were spring cleaning? I feel like spring cleaning this year is so much more intense just because you're home so much more.
You can see all your surroundings so much more, too. You got to dump that stuff, man. You got to get rid of some stuff. But you do come across some things that are unexpected. Yesterday, you found an outfit.
I found a whole outfit. I found a bag tucked in the back of my closet. It was like in a Bloomingdale's bag. And there was a jeans and a shirt. I have no recollection of it. And I was so pumped. It was like finding like a Christmas present.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I didn't put the jeans on because I'm not crazy. Like, I don't want it.
That's
not
happening right
now. I didn't
want
to cry.
Right, that's not happening. We'll do that in May. We'll do that in May after several steps have been followed if we get that lucky, right? I found three tuxedo shirts the other day.
That's random.
Wear tuxedos all that often anymore.
Fascinating. I don't think my husband's ever owned a tuxedo shirt.
Every color, a tight pleat, a wider pleat when you want to get real fancy, and then a black one.
How many formal events do you go to that you have three tuxedo shirts that you stumble?
I worked in formal wear for a while, and then I did go to a lot of formal events, obviously. DJing.
Yeah. We asked on our Facebook page, what did you find when you were spring cleaning? And Diane wrote, my friends found boxes of pudding from 2009. Anytime I clean out my pantry, 90% of it goes in the garbage because it expired not usually 1 or 2 years ago. It's usually several years ago.
Like 4 years ago.
Yes. Amy wrote she found a pair of reading glasses that she bought months ago. That's a score. Frank said he found his dog's favorite ball wedged under the baseboard behind the couch.
Sweet.
If you look under my couch, you know what? I should move the couch. I bet you there's a lot of toys under there, you know?
Yeah, every once in a while you should move the couch. That's called regular cleaning.
And how about this? I don't know if this counts, but I have to read it. Donna wrote, my son lost a ball python in our house for the last 6 months, and it came out from under the bookcase in the middle of the night. I don't know if you find that during spring cleaning or if it found you.
I was going to say, feeding time.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What did you find when you're spring cleaning?
Quarantine has given me a lot of treasures in the form of gift cards.
Oh, yeah.
I found a gift card for a place that's been closed like 10 years. I found $10 for video games.
I have one to Bennigan's. There's no more Bennigan's.
Remember Bennigan's?
No.
Oh, I used to love Bennigan's. I think they still exist in certain places. But I don't
Maine?
Know about here. No, I don't know where.
Places where they,
oh
you
my
know,
God,
they
now haven't you caught up. A Bennigan's.
Amazonian tribe.
Yeah, no, and then manicures and stuff, which I still think I can use.
Girl, I need a pedicure so bad. That does sound like a good gift to find somewhere buried down in your drawer.
When I get gift cards, I get so much anxiety because I feel like I need to hurry up and use them.
Right.
You know?
You're obligated to go there.
Right.
And why is it people give gift cards to places that are like 20 miles from your house? I mean, I understand Groupon and Travelzoo, but seriously, people, do a radius search and hook a brother up. If you really want to give somebody a gift, make it a real gift. Thank you for your call.
Yeah, Philadelphia is the closest Bennigan's near us now.
Yeah, so, you know, you could probably get rid of that one.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you find when you were spring cleaning your house?
I cleaned out my son's old room. He's in his 20s now. He lives with his girlfriend. And I found a bunch of old liquor bottles and library books from the 90s in his closet.
They're waiving those fees. By the way,
I've heard
they're waving the fees right now. Liquor bottles. Okay, that's, you know.
I mean, if he's in his 20s, why didn't he clean that out? You know, at some point.
There were memories. They were memories.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, look at what I did here. I mean, it's better than adult magazines, I suppose.
What did he say about it? Did you, like, say anything to him?
Yeah, he said, you know, he was a kid. He found them in his dad's in his dad's closet, so.
What?
His dad doesn't live here anymore either.
Oh, okay. Oh. I was like, why do people keep hiding things from you in closets? Liquor.
I don't know. I'm pretty relaxed, to be honest.
The one place where they were not having a confrontation, they were like, nope, going to go sip a, sneak a sip right now in the back room. I'll fight with my wife. I do. I actually go and put all my clothes away.
Do you also get a bottle of Jack Daniels and sit in the corner with it and leave it there?
I'm thinking to myself, maybe I'm going to change that this afternoon.
Right. Home Cook Idol. We want to see what you're cooking at home. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us is Chef Plum from the Food Network. If you have not submitted your dish yet, you can do that at annaandraven.com. Every day, we choose another submission. We critique your plating because we can't smell it or taste it.
Of course not.
And then we give you a random prize from our closets at our house. And if we are grand prize winner, you win a $100 gift card at Target.
Looking at today's entry, I have a question. If you don't have children, is anybody still eating at their dining room table?
I eat at the dining room
table. Are you? Every day?
Yes.
Alicia and I, we are eating in front of the television more than ever. And it was always important to us to eat at the table. And now my taxes are on the table. That's what's on the table.
We eat at the counter.
You eat at the counter?
Yeah, we have a big counter we eat at. We have a table right beside the counter, but we eat at the counter.
Yeah, no, I like that. That's like that bar seating that you have in the kitchen. No, I like that.
Only Friday nights we sit in the family room.
That's when you guys get loose?
Yeah, Friday.
That's when you get crazy.
Yeah.
I think it's a good rule. I'm just saying at this point, most people aren't even getting dressed.
All right, so let's check out Lizette from Branford's submission. She has an eye of round roast that she made in a crock pot.
Okay.
Along with this dish, which of course you can see on all our social media, you can search for Anna and Raven, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. She created a cheesy cauliflower casserole and gravy made from scratch, along with some mashed potatoes here. Let's start with you, Chef Plum, American Idol style. What do you think of this dish?
So I understand what she's trying to do here. We've talked about before on this very contest about the concept of braising, which is when you cook a tough piece of meat in a long period of time at a low temperature in a flavorful liquid. That's what braising is. Eye round, however, is not a piece of meat that I would cook this way because there's no fat content in it. So therefore, it's going to taste a lot like dog food. Oh. Eye round, the only real use for it is to make dog food.
You need to talk to my wife. She has removed fatty meats from my life. And the slow cooker, if she cooks something with fat on it, she takes the meat out when the meal is done and scrapes the fat off and throws it into the trash and then cuts me a piece of meat and puts it on my plate.
What kind of communist place are you living in?
Both of you guys talk to her, please.
What? I mean, what?
This is terrible.
Yeah,
this is terrible.
It doesn't look sexy, but I do know that cauliflower cheese is delicious, though. So I don't know.
The fact that there is 2 forkfuls of the mashed potatoes already gone before she took the picture.
She just couldn't help herself.
It must have been so delicious smelling.
Right.
That she knew, like, she couldn't even wait. Like, she knew she was going to submit this dish, and she took a picture, but first, you could see the fork marks.
Right.
And to me, that leads me to believe that it's probably really, really yummy.
No, it's good. It was a little detective work there. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Listen, and I appreciate your detective work, but the key thing you got to remember here is that she took the 2 bites out of the mashed potatoes, not the star of the plate, not the eye round that she cooked off. She ate some of the side dish, not a piece of the main, which, by the way, would have been cooking in there all day long.
You called it dog food, Plum.
Right. Well, so I guess we know your answer.
It's delicious.
So I'm going to guess you're not sending this. You're not sending this to Hollywood.
Well, I think her heart's in the right place. I want her to come back next year. Come back next year. Keep cooking. Come back next year.
Fair. Raven, are you sending this to Hollywood?
It's not a sexy presentation, but I think it would be good. I think it would be tasty, but it is not it's not a sexy presentation. So I'm going to say no.
I want to take that cheesy cauliflower and shove it in my mouth by the handful.
Okay.
But I will agree that the whatever it's called, round roast, doesn't look that appealing.
No.
So for that reason, will not be sending it to Hollywood.
The good news is she has her remote controls right there. There's a Roku remote. There's lots of cooking programs on Roku she can watch to learn how to make this look a little better.
But maybe you disagree. And if you think that this should win the $100 gift card to Target, we'll put up all this week's contenders and you can vote on any of our social media. Who's going to win that gift card? Search Anna and Raven. And we'll be doing it again all next week.
You can submit your dish for Home Cook Idol at annaandraven.com.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
It's our favorite time of the week when we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hi.
What's happening?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm good. What's going down on the quarantine home front?
Oh, I mean, you know, same as yesterday.
Right. It's good.
And the day before.
And the day before.
And the day before. Guess what? Yeah. Tomorrow. Same
thing. I asked my husband, and I don't know, I guess it's out of habit. I'm like, all right, what's on the calendar for this weekend? And he looked at me and he goes, nothing.
Right.
There's nothing on the calendar. And I was like, oh my gosh, like it's so weird to think that, you know?
On the one hand, for a minute, you get kind of excited because you think about what your busy life was like, or at least myself as a guy. I'm like, oh, there's nothing there. Great. And then 15 minutes later, you realize, wait a minute, there hasn't been anything there for 3-4 weeks.
Right.
Now I'm depressed.
Right. Yeah, it's a weird thing.
Yeah, I'm over it. You know, I don't know how I'm going to make it 5 more weeks. I think I have about 5 more days left in me before I completely lose it.
I heard it might snow tonight somewhere. It might not be in our neighborhood, but maybe we could drive somewhere where we could go sledding.
To Vermont? That's where you want to drive?
Gas is wicked cheap.
If I have to stay home, I want to be warm. I want to sit in the sun. Like, so over it. There's nothing to do. I need a project. I need something to do. I can't just drink, Anna.
Oh, yeah. No, I said this, like, last week, but I'm done drinking. Like, I'm just over it. Like, I don't feel like drinking anymore. Like, I haven't had a drink in about a week and a half. Maybe. Well, I don't know.
I mean, you guys drank
really
like 3 bottles of wine when you cut my hair last week. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was like 4 days ago. No, you were cheering.
Like, it seems like it was really long ago.
That's in your mind.
Right?
I don't know what day it is. I have no idea. I definitely didn't have anything to drink the last 72 hours, I think.
Right? Can't remember.
Oh, man. It all meshes into one another, I guess. Raven, you should come up with a project that you guys can do together. I've been hoping that it gets like nicer and warmer out so we can start doing more gardening. I've been seeing a lot of people working outside.
Oh, I don't garden. No. Mm. No. That's why we have rocks instead of mulch. Like,
right.
I'm so over that. I mow the lawn. I'll trim the hedges. But that's where that ends for me.
How's Raven been supporting you, though, as a husband?
Oh, God. Well, I got in the shower yesterday, Anna, and there was this soaking wet washcloth on the floor of the shower. Just soaking wet, not even wringed out, not hung to dry, just soaking wet, disgusting, hairy washcloth. So you know what I did? I didn't wring it out and hang it up because it was cold and gross. I put it in his sink. We have separate sinks in the bathroom.
That's nice.
Do you know where I found that washcloth when I woke up this morning?
I'm going to guess still in the sink.
In my sink.
What?
I mean, that's where it belongs.
He put it in my sink.
Why would you do that?
I mean, I figured she just forgot it, though.
I yelled, like, out loud. Like, the dogs thought there was something wrong with me because I, like, swore out loud. The dogs were like, Mom, are you okay? No, I'm not okay. Like, that's unacceptable. Why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
And people are forgetful.
You have nothing else to do either.
Yeah.
Hang your own washcloth up.
I mean, I saw the washcloth this morning was when I think I saw it this morning.
And you put it in my sink. You took it out of your sink.
I mean, to
and
be
put
fair.
It in mine.
When I saw it, I did have other things to do. I was actually getting up and going to work. That was happening.
But why would you put it in her sink?
I don't know. I figured she needed it in a sink. That's where she wanted it.
Yeah.
You know.
I immediately said to myself, he's getting an F.
How's that possible?
You just got yourself an F because it's disgusting.
Anna, I walked out this morning to my vehicle to find my car light on, my door open, and my keys in the center of the car because I asked my wife to wrap up with the windshield install guy that was in the driveway because we were having a meeting at the time. I asked her to wrap it up for me, and that's how she left my car. The keys in the center console, the lights on, and the receipt from the windshield guy hanging off the side door like a flag, like, hey, come steal it. I'm glad. It's lucky I got to work.
And now you're trying
your car. I went out. Guy told me he was done. He said, don't wash the car for 3 days. I said, thanks. Have a nice day. I figured you'd go check out the work they did on your car.
No.
You were done with your meeting.
If I asked you to pick up my car at the dealership or the mechanics, I would expect you to come back with the car and the keys and my wallet.
But I might forget to lock it.
And whatever else I might have left there. That's all I'm saying. So if she's giving me an F, I'm giving her an F.
Oh, here we go. Have you been having any weird dreams?
Actually, I have.
I've been having the craziest dreams lately.
Tell me about your dreams.
So,
I will interpret them.
Okay. So in a bunch of them, it's me and Hayden. Hayden is my older daughter. She's 11 years old. And it's just the two of us. And we keep being on this like scavenger hunt, almost like what's the reality show where you travel the world and you're trying to, you have to go and claim things.
The Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race. It's almost like we're on The Amazing Race, but everything is social distancing. So we're going through these hotels and everything, but everything is kind of abandoned.
Okay.
And you have to stay far away from people.
You know what that dream is?
What?
It's the post-apocalypse. You didn't see A Quiet Place? This is just what it is after John Krasinski, he didn't make it.
What?
So this means that you guys are out scavenging for supplies. That's what's going on there. Oh. Did you find meat products? Did you secure dry ammunition? Anything else that you're going to need in this time?
No, but then there was one period, it was almost like looked like Atlantic City. We were on a boardwalk, mm-hmm. and everything was completely vacant and empty.
I'm telling you, the Walking Dead, man.
We're sadly looking into an arcade, and we could see all the games, but you can't go in.
All what right. other dreams are you having?
They're all like that. But the weird part is that they're all me and Hayden. Like, my husband isn't in them.
Right.
Dakota, my toddler, who's 17 months old, she's not around. It's all just the two of us and trying to, like, figure things out and just being by ourselves and wandering.
Well, I'm not a doctor, but I would say is, number one, the first things that I said, because 100% that's what's going on there in your dreams. Mm-hmm. Secondly, following up on a clinical side, it's because your daughter is helping you manage the things that you need to manage on a daily basis as mother of the household right now, is what I'm guessing. Because I know Hayden is helping you with a lot of stuff.
Oh, tremendously.
Right. So this means that in your subconscious, your dream state, all right, you believe that your husband and your baby, Dakota, they're just off having a vacation. If they're not gone, they're off just having fun. And the two of you are out there scavenging Atlantic City uh-huh. and some abandoned hotel to find the items that you need to survive. While him and the baby, oh, they're just off doing whatever they're doing.
I mean, that's kind of accurate because both of them just demand food and then expect us to have it on the table for them, the toddler and the husband.
In the dream, uh-huh. if you see him for a moment and he appears to be running away from you guys and you can't catch up to them because, you know, in a dream you're running like slow motion or whatever.
Yeah.
If he screams from around the corner, "You know I'm working," that means that he's lying.
Okay.
He's just off doing something else. Because I imagine that's what's going on in the house.
What have been your weird dreams?
They're the same as your post-apocalyptic dreams, but I've been having those for years.
Oh,
except in right. my dreams, I'm always well supplied. So good. I'm not actually scavenging. Because I've been having these dreams for years and I have like good memory retention, I store supplies in my dreams. I have a food and other supplies cache. Sometimes I drive a tank in my dreams. Sometimes. Or a spaceship.
I'm not even going to try to decipher that. She's Delta Dawn in the new Trolls World movie. She's a coach on The Voice. She has her own talk show. And she's my favorite American Idol. The original Kelly Clarkson with Anna and Raven. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. I have to fangirl for a second, so bear with me. Me and my 11-year-old daughter are such big fans. Last year, when you were on tour, on her birthday at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, and I can't believe a year later, the fact of even going to a concert, how much things have changed. And it brought a smile to my eye. We were watching all the old videos from the show last night.
Oh my God. Well, first of all, thank you so much. That means a lot. And secondly, you are absolutely right. It's so different now. And I mean, it's just probably going to be different for a while. You know, we're all trying to do as much as we can via online to, you know, keep giving fans like either new music, covers of things, or just new moments. A nice distraction is always good. At least for me, I need it. So
yeah, yeah. Definitely.
You know, Anna got the fangirl out, so I guess I'll play the bad cop, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm just kidding. I can't imagine being mean to you. You always come across so nice. How is that, Kelly? How have you remained nice surrounded in these crazy businesses?
Well, I mean, I definitely have my days where I get pissed, but... But I, for the most part, though, I don't know, it takes a lot more energy to be hateful. And I just, you know, I'm a very lucky person. I do get busy and I get overwhelmed. But at the same time, my husband and I always check in with each other and say, we are really lucky and fortunate to get to do what we do and live our dreams out that we had to our kids. So we're constantly, you know, reminding ourselves of that. And I do think it's who you surround yourself with, too. I mean, I have a lot of normal friends and family. So, you know, I'm not really on the scene a whole lot. So, or whatever that would be. I guess there's no scene now.
Right.
We're just all online.
Right.
I'm very curious about that. What is your scene right now? Where are you and what are you doing? What's a daily, you know, what's your daily existence like?
It's so different from everyone's. It's so, we are literally, I had to trek through like a foot of snow to get into this cabin that is being built. I am cold. I've set up a little fake, like faux studio because I've been doing so much stuff for my talk show. And now we're trying to work on how we're going to do The Voice. And I've been releasing a single. So yeah. We've got this makeshift kind of studio thing set up in this cabin that's unfinished. So there's not even a bathroom.
It's Kelly Clarkson. Wait, let's talk about that for a second. So you're in Montana, in the woods of Montana somewhere. And I read
probably
somewhere
bears.
That you had to use one of the kids' potty, the training potty, to go to the bathroom because there was no toilet.
Girl, I have no pride or no shame. It was snowing, and I don't mind. Like, if you're, I mean, you're in the woods, whatever. Sometimes you got to go outside. So I don't mind doing that if I have to do that. But, like, it was freezing and snowing. It was like a blizzard. And I was like, I got to use my kid's potty.
Do what you got to do.
So I want to understand. You guys, you use this in the house, and then what? You toss the potty outside? I just want to know.
I used the potty inside the bathroom of the house, and then because the pipes are froze, nothing would work. And so, and then I went outside very quickly because it was freezing, and I kind of dug a little hole with my foot, and like buried it.
Buried the potty.
That's what you got to do.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, this is actually how I envision all of Kelly Clarkson's days. It's the same.
You know what?
In between the
TV shows. You would know me well.
Right?
You know me well.
Kelly, you're a busy mama. So Delta Dawn in Trolls World Tour movie. How did it feel to have the movie come straight out? How did that feel for you?
I actually loved it. I think it's cool, like, that everybody got, because I, you know, I have kids as well that love to watch animated films like that. So, you know, it was really cool to actually right off the bat be able to, like, have that in your home. And honestly, it's pretty smart of all the studios. What else do we have to do other than school, which I am, wow, you know. School and cooking and cleaning. That's all that's happening other than work. And it's entertaining, and it's a distraction. And especially the Trolls movie, like animated films like that, they're so positive and they make you feel good. I think we all need a lot of that right now.
You talked about the voice and trying to figure out what you're going to do with the voice. Are you guys going to go from home? Or are you going to Zoom or however?
I figured everybody would just live in Blake's barn. Right. I mean... That's what I thought.
We're actually trying to figure that out right now because we're all in different locations. And, you know, we want to keep everyone safe and healthy, but we also want to give our contestants a really cool shot. Luckily, this season, I think there's only 3 weeks of lives. We've taped everything else. So it'll just be probably 3 weeks of us all figuring it out.
Just like the rest of us, I guess.
Anna is willing to take Nick Jonas's temperature whenever he needs it.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
I have to ask you. So I Dare You, the new single that's out right now. I know you recorded that in 6 different languages. I always think it's crazy when an artist has to learn a different language to sing a song. And you did it 6 times?
Oh my God. Well, the six languages is including English. So the English was easy. actually, the hardest part, I had to do 5 languages in 4 days. Everything came in at once at last minute. And so I thought I was going to have a brain aneurysm. I kept going from German to like Arabic to Hebrew to French to Spanish. It was like my brain was just like, my producer and I just laughed a lot. Because, wow, it was really hard.
Better than me. Yeah. I would have cried. I'd be like,
I've
got to
go. Yeah. I've got to go on YouTube now. I've got to hear the Farsi version of this. This is going to be great.
As a quarantine mama right now with those kids, what are you doing to keep them sane, keep yourself sane?
Right. What's your strongest subject?
Not any of them. P.E. Honest to God, I'm like every other parent out there just struggling to stay sane. So stop hitting me.
Yeah, with the dog barking in the background. It's just like my house.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sorry. That's my dog, Henry. Yeah.
He's like, Mom, I found the toilet.
Right.
It's outside.
Right.
Well, you can borrow mine, Mom.
Kelly, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We love everything that you're doing. We're watching intently, and we love that you're everywhere.
Yeah, be well.
And I've been telling people for years you're my best friend, and now I can confirm it for
real.
Right,
now we can act like it's real.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we don't have to act. It can be real. We'll tell your girl, said, hey.
I certainly will. 3 things you need to know this hour. It's Anna and Raven. Let's start off with the big news. President Trump unveiled his 3-part plan.
My administration is issuing new federal guidelines that will allow governors to take a phased and deliberate approach to reopening their individual states.
So this is what it means. Every state governor will decide on their own when they're going
ultimately
to
ultimately what the dates are where they start to implement these things. But there's a 3-stage plan.
Right. So let's go through each of the phases really quickly.
Cool.
Phase 1, we're going to reopen restaurants, movie theaters, gyms, and places of worship as long as they follow certain guidelines. You have to think along lines of social distancing, disinfecting, and all businesses should encourage everyone to still work from home if they can or return to the office in waves if possible.
That seems strange that movie theaters would be on the first part of the list.
Keep in mind, though, that there's 29 states that are kind of ready to jump into this right away.
Sure.
Connecticut, New York, not either of the states. So
not on
worry.
Either of those lists.
Let's let's also remember that New York has extended their lockdown until May 15th, Connecticut May 20th. Phase 2 of President Trump's 3-part plan if you are one of the states that are ready to rock and roll. Reopen schools and daycares, and that brings back non-essential travel. And this phase would happen once states show evidence that they've had a decrease in cases for a month, and there's no signs of a rebound.
Okay.
Okay. And phase three, hey, we're back to normal.
Party time.
Yeah, this is kind of like a lot being back to normal. The only thing that this is when your state has experienced a decrease of cases for 6 weeks, six consecutive weeks. And you could do all of the above, the movie theaters, the gyms, going to church, temple. Plus, you can start visiting loved ones in elderly homes and hospitals again.
So realistically, that's the first week of, let me do the math here. We said May 20th, so that's going to be the first week of July. If everything went accordingly, wonderful.
For Connecticut and New York.
Right.
Yes.
In our area.
Yes.
Right. So, right.
Very different if you're in North Dakota.
Right.
In North Dakota, you start probably today.
Right.
And, you know,
well, you probably
weeks.
Had to deal with oxen or cows crossing the street, too, when you went to work today. So there are some differences.
29
right.
states think that they could kind of dive in. To me, that sounds so crazy, but I think that's because we're at the epicenter right now.
Of course.
Second thing you need to know this hour is today's the first full day in Connecticut and New York where you can where face masks are mandated. And there's been a lot of questions about the face masks. Can you reuse them? Can you wash them? And here's what they had to say about that.
So N95 masks are not meant to be re-sanitized and reused. For non-healthcare workers, the advice is to wear something like a cloth mask, mm-hmm. and that can be washed and reused very easily. You can just throw it into the laundry, and it could be reused.
The only thing that's really important to remember is when you're wearing your face mask, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
that you wash your hands before you put it on,
right.
and you wash your hands after you take it off. I think people forget that, myself
and
included.
And they're handling it like crazy
yes.
during the day because they think, oh, I can itch myself through this. Don't
yeah.
do that. That's not how these things work.
Right, because then you're just infecting the mask, and then you're just touching your face, and then you've basically done nothing.
Right.
And the third thing you need to know this hour, which goes hand in hand with the mask, and this pertains to all parents, is that the CDC says children under the age of 2 should not be wearing face masks, which is... to me, a no-brainer. My daughter is 17 months old, and I kept thinking in my head, now, don't get me wrong, she ain't going nowhere.
She'd probably eat it.
Right. She would never keep it on her. I can't get her to keep a bonnet on her head on
right.
Easter, let alone something that's going to cover her face. But it doesn't matter because the CDC says under 2 years old, it's more of a risk than it is of a benefit.
All right. Well, now you know.
The Quarantine Confession Hotline, 833-431-0905. It's Anna and Raven. You can call anytime you want, 24/7. Leave a message. You could vent about crazy things that are happening in your house when you're in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
You can thank a healthcare worker or somebody that's really making a difference in your life. Whatever you need it for, it's there for you.
Yeah, I mean, basically, the whole thing is it's like a home base for your sanity.
Yep.
Hey, it's Matt. I want to thank all the essential employees out there, from bank tellers to healthcare, the cops, the firefighters, and everybody who still has to go to work during all this. I just appreciate what you do. We're going to make it through all this. We'll come out stronger. Thanks again, guys.
I really like that everybody puts their own positive thing on the end. They like stamp it like the president. They're
all
like,
right.
We're going to be all right.
We're going to be all right. My favorite is stay safe. Stay safe.
Right.
Although, and the new one now is be well.
Be well.
Be well.
Well.
I mean, I guess it's not new, but it's kind of like more.
But it's in now.
More it's in now.
It's in now.
It's,
right.
it's viral.
It's high time
yeah.
of be well.
Yeah.
Right.
Hi, this is Danielle calling, and I was just calling to say thank you to the Danielle that takes my gym class. It's like a live Facebook workout every day at 6:30 because I can't get to it because I am sleeping past then now. And then my kids have to go to school and I'm a teacher now. And then I play the workout later, and it's so nice to hear the instructors call my name, even though it's not me. I pretend it is. So shout out to Danielle.
Smart.
You're letting somebody else fill in for you.
Right, exactly. And then when you're watching it on the replay, it's like they're actually talking to you or not. I like how as parents, we all refer to ourselves as teachers now as
right.
if we had any formal training.
Right.
Well, I'm a teacher now.
As if you're really good at it. Right. But that's the pain that you're suffering is you feel like you get an honorary degree, right?
Right.
You're like, oh, I am totally a teacher now. Right.
Yep.
Hi, guys. I have a confession to get off my chest. My little brother refuses to wear underwear.
Wow.
I don't know why. He just won't wear underwear in the house. So he literally lies about wearing underwear when he's really not. And it just drives me crazy. I personally think he hid his underwear because we can't find any clean underwear. So, bye.
Were you one of those kids that wore the clothes or did not wear the clothes? Because some kids just grew up naked.
Yeah.
You know, some kids just want to be naked.
It's funny you bring that up, and it's funny we got that call because so we all wear clothes. That's in my house.
In
we
your
wear
house,
clothes.
Everybody wears clothes.
Yeah, even
you
the
use
baby.
The same towel, but everybody
yeah,
wears
we
clothes.
We wear clothes. So even my 17-month-old Dakota, she's always in clothes. But I have friends that have toddlers of the same age.
They're
now.
Naked.
They send me pictures, and it's so cute. They're like running around in their diapers, or they're naked, and I'm like. Like she's got to wear like sweatpants and a sweatshirt. She's got to have socks on. God forbid she takes off her socks. I have a heart attack. I've thought about duct taping the socks on when she takes them off.
Yeah, I feel
like she needs to be fully clothed. I think that's from having this Italian mother in my brain where she's constantly concerned about them catching a cold. So like it could be 80 degrees outside.
But your mom was out going, stopping at stores, buying lottery tickets just a week or two ago.
Right. But we have to because they have to have undershirts on because they can get sick. So I can't imagine my kids running around naked, but that house, something weird's going on if the kid is just hiding people's underwear. If you want to call the Quarantine Confessions Hotline 24/7, leave your message at 833-431-0905. Anything goes. The bright side, all the good things that are happening in your community. It's Anna and Raven. If you ever want to share something great that's happening down the street from you or in your town, we always want to hear from you. You can call 1-800-330-9999 or text that number too. Let's start with Michaela Payne from Enfield, Connecticut. She knows that it's hard for some. So what did she do? She started a pop-up pantry in her front yard.
Yeah, I've seen this in a couple different towns. I've seen this a couple places in my town. It really is very heartwarming, and it makes a huge difference when you're in need.
Right, and it's very simple how it works. You take what you need. If you can give something, you leave what you can, and this is her explaining why she did it.
And it's kind of giving people the opportunity to remain self-sufficient and, you know, not lose that dignity of needing help while still, you know, getting what they need and helping the community at the same time.
I love it. So I noticed, like, I've been having a really hard time with paper towels.
Sure.
Like, paper towels have been, like, the one thing that has eluded me.
Certain items, right?
Yeah.
Certain items that you might be after. For somebody, it might be a bag of rice. For somebody else, it could be paper towels.
Yeah.
Right? Well, for everybody, it's paper towels.
Well, that's what I was thinking, too. I'm like, I saw a paper towel out there. I'm like, I would definitely bring, like, a bunch of other stuff that I have too much of to trade for that one roll of paper towels
right now. And that's
you know?
The way it should work.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Get a little value out of that.
Yeah, this next story, though, I mean, first thing in the morning, made me cry, and I absolutely love it. A Long Island mom got to meet her newborn son for the first time this past Wednesday, more than 10 days after he was born, because while he was born, Mama was on a ventilator fighting the coronavirus.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, she was at a Southside Hospital in Bayshore, and the doctors there said that she was really touch and go, and they're calling the fact that she survived basically a miracle. Now listen to this beautiful, joyous noise. That is Yanira Soriano being wheeled out of the hospital, holding her son and looking at him for the first time. And that look in her eye, looking at her baby, it's like, as a mom, you know that feeling, that bursting with pride.
No speech from the newborn?
What?
No speech?
No, but no, there was no speech from little Walter. But here's the good news. Walter tested negative for the coronavirus.
Well, that is great
news. She's doing really great. Now they're both home and they're both doing well.
That's fantastic. That's the bright side.
Can't beat Raven.
Beat Raven and win. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, it's Denise. How are you?
I'm great, Denise. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Denise.
Okay.
Thank you.
So here's how it works. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions, and you answer them as quickly as you can. When we're all done, I'll invite Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, $100 gift card to Dunkin'. You ready to play?
Yes, thank you.
Number 1, actor Mark Ruffalo says he is still interested in doing a solo Hulk movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. What is the Hulk's real name?
Lou Ferrigno.
Number 2, Jennifer Lopez reunited with her ex Diddy during the Super Producers Dance-a-thon. Who is J-Lo engaged to?
The baseball player, if I can't think of his name, I'm so, so sorry.
That's okay. Number 3, let's move on. Demi Lovato is on the cover of the May issue of Harper's Bazaar, where she opens up about her former close friend, Selena Gomez. The two met while working as child actresses on what popular kids channel?
The Disney Channel.
Number 4, Ed Sheeran has donated more than £1 million to charities near his home in Suffolk this week to help the COVID-19 crisis. What song did he win a Grammy for in 2016. And in the video, it also had him showing off his ballroom dancing skills.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I have to pass. I'm still back on the J-Lo question. I'm sorry.
It's all right, Denise. It's all
I can see him in my head. I just can't think of him.
And number five, Mark Cuban is one of the several sports figures named to be on the president's advisory panel. Is attempting to figure out how to jumpstart the economy hurt by COVID-19. What ABC hit TV show is he also a judge / investor?
Boy. I'm so sorry. I'm not good under pressure.
That's all right, Denise. At least you tried.
Let me bring
Raven back in.
All right, how'd you do?
Oh, boy. You won.
She only got one.
Sorry.
Oh, boy. That's not too good. Let's see how I do.
Number one, actor
you
Mark.
You do fine.
Actor Mark Ruffalo says he's still interested in doing a solo Hulk movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. What is the Hulk's real name?
Dr. Bruce Banner, of course.
That
and
is correct.
Ruffalo.
I always say it wrong. Ruffalo,
yeah.
Ruffalo. Every single
Ruffalo.
Time I say it differently.
Yeah.
And I keep retrying and I mess it up every time. I don't know why. Ruffalo.
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 Oh, Ruffalo.
Okay, I got zero.
You say Ruffalo, I say Ruffalo. Denise is still upset that she only got one right.
Question number two.
Jennifer Lopez reunited with her ex Diddy, Puff Daddy, during the producer's Super Dance-a-thon.
Mm-hmm.
Who is J-Lo engaged to?
A-Rod, of course, and it looks like they all get along fabulously.
Yeah, it was actually really cute if you didn't watch it. J-Lo was talking about how A-Rod has been a super Puff Daddy fan since he was younger.
Mm.
Number three, Demi Lovato is on the cover of Harper's Bazaar in May, and she opened up about her close friend Selena Gomez. The two met while working as child actresses on one popular kids channel.
Nickelodeon.
Nope, Disney.
Disney. That was one or the other.
Oh, I got one.
Number four, Ed Sheeran has donated more than £1 million to charities near his home in Suffolk this week to help the COVID-19 crisis. What song did he win Grammy of the Year for in 2016? It also showed him, had him showing off his ballroom dancing skills.
Photograph.
No, thinking out loud.
Oh, come on.
You're lucky she only got one right. Number five,
those
Mark Cuban
ones.
Is one of several sports figures named to the president's advisory panel that will attempt to figure out how to jumpstart the economy. What ABC hit TV show is he also a judge / investor?
Shark Tank.
All right, Denise, he beat you 3-1 this morning.
I'm Denise, and I can't beat Raven.
All right, well, hold on the line. We'll get all your info. We'll send you a T-shirt, okay?
Aw, thank you.
Better luck next time.
Johnny Jett is a world-renowned travel expert and blogger. And on Raven.
How's it going, Johnny?
Good. Just rolled out of bed.
Yeah. You're 3 hours behind us.
Well, that's the kind of timing that comes with a workday that's managed this way nowadays, right?
That's right.
So for someone that travels to like 20 countries a year and your entire life is travel, what do you do right now?
Watch YouTube videos, play with your little kids, plan your travel. Actually, I'm really helping travelers right now, trying to get their money back. So right now I'm a consumer advocate.
After I do the virtual thing and play with the kids, 12 minutes later, what do I do after that? Because what I'm dealing with right now, what I'm seeing from my neighbors and my friends is these people are ready to go. They feel like they are stuck, just like all the rest of us, in limbo. And so the way for them to distract themselves is plan.
Every day I go to the websites and I look because I have travel planned for the summer. And I wonder, should I book the flights with it? Because, you know, I want to go. But do you think this is a good time to book travel for the summer? Or you think you should hold off and wait?
Well, you know what? I would definitely consider July, and I wouldn't do international travel. Every border is going to be different. They do come up with a vaccine. You're going to have to prove that you had one. International travel is going to be shot. I think it is the year of the staycation where people are going to explore just their backyard. There's so many great things to do instead of going to Europe. Although this is like the opposite of what I usually tell people. I'm usually like, get on a plane, go to Asia, go to Australia, go wherever, because I truly believe that the more people that travel, the less prejudices there would be in the world. But this is the year I think you got to stay home or close to home. But these airfares, I mean, they're so incredible. I live in L.A. My dad lives in Florida. I go there every few weeks. And right now, sometimes they're $35 round trip.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's unbelievable.
And that's on American Airlines. It's not like Spirit. These are the things you got to consider. But if you do buy a ticket, they will let you cancel it one time, and they'll give you a travel credit. Before, they would charge you $200 to cancel that, and they wouldn't give you a travel credit. But if the price is really good, like I just got an email just now with a price from New York to Norway for $250.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
I mean, on Delta, on a major airline. Then I would be like, you know what? If I was definitely going to go to Europe or if I had family there, I would do it. But I just think this is a year you want to stay closer to home.
Wow. Johnny Jett, travel expert, Anna and Raven. Kind of.
Like my heart sinks. So we have a trip to Jamaica, and I'm like, well, does Jamaica count? Feels like close enough, you know? It's tough to make these decisions.
Yeah, like I feel like there's a lot of people weighing their options to just figure out what is their acceptable amount of risk. The opportunity to save so big financially makes you more willing to take more of a leap, I guess, health-wise.
I mean, I understand that part somewhat because, again, to fly across the country for $35 round trip versus sometimes I was paying $500 for that ticket, I'm fine risking $35. So if it's that low, book it. And who cares if you lose it? Just look at the rules. Make sure that you can at least get a travel credit for at least a year. Some of them are now offering 2 years. That's a good deal. It's also the time to consider using your miles. So if you're a frequent flyer, you don't want to use your miles because you want to keep flying so you keep earning your status. But now all the major carriers have extended elite status until another year. So now my status is not going to expire to 2022. So this is a year that if I am going to fly and the flight prices are not cheap, because some routes are not, I would use my miles.
I want to talk about the cruise ships. I know you got a lot of backlash because you said that the cruise ships were going to take a massive hit, but I think you're 100% right. How do you get on a cruise ship right now with everything that's been going on? And not even right now. How do you get that out of your head going forward in the next couple of years? What do you think is going
to
happen?
Well, once there's a vaccine, it will slowly get back to normal. They did take a huge hit, and I tweeted something like, I don't think any sane person would go on a cruise right now. Did get a lot of backlash. One writer just roasted me in an article saying that I was out of my mind and so-called travel expert, but I stand by my words. I would not get on a big cruise or even a medium-sized cruise or even ocean cruise right now until everything is resolved. I would do a river cruise in Europe because, you know, at least I could jump off and swim to shore.
Right, right. Fair enough.
Good. That's a good selling point right there. Right. Very easy swim to shore.
I mean, it's real.
JohnnyJett.com. You can go check him out. Thank you for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Johnny.